Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And Larry is down there shoveling himself out of ice and snow and cold. How you doing, Larry?
Well, I've been under the weather, too. I actually had to go to the emergency room last night, but I'm not doing much shoveling. It's going to have to shovel itself.
Yeah, it's, everybody's, and I tried to call my brother, and no answer. The phone lines are down. It's just nothing working down there. Before we get rolling, Al Kuppert sent up something. I think it actually was yesterday or the day before. Then it came in. It's really about judgment. And he makes reference to H.W. Bush and the perfect storm in November, December of 1991, Kenny Bunkport storm damage after he denied $4 billion in loans to Israel that same day, and also subsequently exactly 11 months from the denial date to Election Day 1992 when he was defeated. And he's comes up with some, see, I think this is kind of interesting, because the Lord repays. He always has, and we're getting slammed with this storm. Larry, you did some research on the name of that. That kind of concludes, doesn't it, that this is a judgment from the Lord himself?
Well, it actually does. Matter of fact, I was hunting my notes. Here it is, Winter Storm Uri, and they named it Uri. Basically, I looked up the Hebrew origin of the word, and it's, I think, like Uriel, and Uri Geller's name, his first name is Uri, which is an unusual name somewhat. But anyway, when I looked it up, it began to talk about from the Lord, you know, actually from the Lord, or his flame, or his light. So really it directly ties in, that name ties in directly to what it appears to be a judgment directly from the Lord. You remember this happened. This came down out of the Arctic across this whole nation right after Biden was sworn in.
Yep, and he wouldn't talk to Israel either. I guess he did finally today, but anyway, here's what Kuppert has to say. With the present administration distancing itself from Israel as an ally, the father has already shown he is distancing himself from America. Well, he has been for some time, actually. The meteorological events now scouring the American landscape, Texas, and there's a bunch of other states involved in it now, the chaotic turmoil in Washington, D.C., and the fear that this administration is demonstrating by having the military literally locking down the city for the fear of the people protesting, if that's really what that's about, and I'm not sure. Excuse me. Then he says something very, very interesting. And long ago, when I was doing seminars, there was a fellow from Israel who was an engineer, and he told me that at that time they already had cloaking devices. And now I read this. Israel has an air superiority fighter so advanced, which they are constructing themselves, that it is far superior to anything any nation on the earth has now or even will have for the next 30 to 50 years. Its avionics are Star Wars and Stargate SG-1 advanced technology so far beyond anything America, Russia, China has. And then he goes on that in Israel's next all-out war with the Islamic states, and I believe that's what Biden's attempting to get done, it will literally humiliate, devastate, and castigate said military forces. And then he says, it will do so without her greatest ally to date, America. And this alone will humiliate our beloved homeland of America. For America's refusal to aid and assist Israel in her greatest hours of need on the battlescapes, land, sea, air, and space. For this, America will pay an extremely high price, as the Father won't abide such treachery against his chosen land and people. And, of course, that leads right to the book of Revelation, reward her, Babylon America, even as she rewarded you, double unto her double. That's number four, according to her works, in the cup which she has filled to her double. So you got a 44, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into that tonight, but we certainly will on Friday. There's another sign in the heavens that is very, very interesting. Anyway, where do you want to start, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention this two dreams, but we will not have time tonight to share any of those, not with only a half hour, because I was on Augusto's show yesterday, and I gave a detailed dissertation of the experience, and that took quite some time of his show, and his show was 2 hours. So, with that being said, people, if they want to hurry and listen to the details, they can go to blogtalkradio.com/theappearance and look at and listen to the first hour of the mailbag show yesterday. But however, I'll mention that at the latter end of the show because I know we've got other news. And then Friday, maybe I can go over some of the details and we can discuss those. But one thing that I did want to bring out today is the fact that, and it's because you were talking numbers and stuff and the oddity of it, today there was a breaking headline on America's Voice News, and it's gone all over the Internet pretty much now. It says that conservative radio icon Rush Limbaugh dies of cancer at 70, and Trump also called him a radio legend, and I think actually is doing a radio show tonight with someone about Rush Limbaugh. Trump is. So anyway, with that being said, it was very interesting, though, Stuart, that this happened, that his death and the announcement of it was February the 17th, you know, 2017, and then also the number 7 being in there. Do you think this somehow is a possible sign?
I think it's a warning. I think it's an ominous warning for the United States of America. Some people have been getting into this thing about the Antichrist with his right eye darkened and his right arm withered, the right being the conservative forces. They're beginning to think maybe, of course, there are a lot of levels to prophecy, but that could be one of the levels that the right, the conservative factions of America, their eye is being darkened and their conservative forces are being shriveled up because of what's going on with Biden, who's selling us down the river as fast as he can make it happen. Anyway, Rush died on 2/17 2021, when that adds across to 15, and 15 in the Bible means rest. He's gone to his rest. From 2/17 2021 to 4/4 is 47 days. And the reason I bring up 4/4 is that's first fruits. So it's 47 days to first fruits. 4 is the number of the world. 7 is complete. And 4 plus 7, of course, is 11, which indicates the world soon is going into total confusion, disintegration, and a silencing of the conservative voice, which Rush Limbaugh actually was the leader of, basically. is now being silenced, kind of like the Silence of the Lambs, if you remember that movie. Horrible movie, but the lambs, being the Christians, they are being silenced. What you have is a communist UN coup, and they are not going to give up unless there is a miracle, which we'll talk about on Friday with Larry's dream. And anyway, so 70 also means Israel's restoration. Excuse me, in the time of her restitution. But the restitution of Israel is the 70th week of Daniel, also called the time of Jacob's trouble. So it's interesting that the days between when Rush passed on to the 4-4 is 45. And of course, the word 4 is the world and 5 is grace. And I think we're being signaled that the end of grace, the end of the church age, is basically going to come to a close. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision of prophecy, to anoint the most holy. So there you go. what else you got, Larry, you want to talk about? That's kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and I was just going to make a note here. When you were talking earlier about actually Israel having types of weapons that probably nobody else in the world literally has, if you'll remember Barry Chamish before he died, and of course he's gone now, but he wrote a book, Return of the Giants, and he also indicated in that book that the tall ones had landed and that Netanyahu had been taken to their craft. And they had a some type of conversation or whatever goes on. You know, they had that, and it was a high level, super secret event. Now Barry Chamish, you know, he had to leave Israel when he revealed that, and it's interesting that just within months of that situation, and Israel being in dire straits with the Iranian nuclear movement, that they came out with this very odd that had never been seen before. It was an enigma. It was a malware called Stuxnet that was previously totally unknown, and nobody still really has a grasp on it. Matter of fact, John McAfee, before he actually quit his job and went into the islands and got a little weird and all kind of stuff, he said that Stuxnet was out of control. It was on its own on the internet, and it could wake up at any time and do anything, and it was not controllable, even though they told you it was. So, and Israel, of course, was blamed with this, and it's very possible that Netanyahu, back at that time, received technology from you-know-who, and has been developing it over the times of his running the country.
Yeah, and of course that's a virus, and here we have another virus. We call it CV-19. And anyway, Barry Rothman has a new code up, which is kind of interesting. I want your take on this one, Larry. 7 Shavat, King, Biden, Kamala, Oath, Harris/Destruction, Joseph. Now, 7 Shavat this year was January 20th, where it's odd that they don't call him president. They call him King in this. And he's acting like a king. He's just issuing executive orders. He's basically taken over. He's kind of disregarding everything. that we normally do. So, and then you got Biden, King Biden, Kamala, Oath. But what do you make of this Harris/destruction? Is this, now we're finding out that Harris is actually the one making phone calls to the world leaders. What's going on, do you think?
Well, I believe that Harris probably basically is running everything. The puppet Biden, the Chinese puppet Biden, is just waiting for somebody to pull another string. You know, he don't come out. As a matter of fact, I heard today, if he's not in his home basement, he's probably in a basement somewhere around the White House, because he don't know how to get out of a basement anymore. And what's interesting is the fact that Joseph was in that. Now, Joseph, that's probably Biden's first name. They call him
yes.
Joe Biden, but it's Joseph Biden. So that kind of links this all together. Now, the interesting thing about Harris and destruction is, and I read some of the details of that, Harris's name, her name, I guess in the numbers that were researched, that was in the Hebrew, you know, because the Torah code is actually in Hebrew, and they bring
right.
the rendering of whatever they found, they have to render it into English, which is a little difficult. But her name, from what my understanding is, it actually means destruction.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with that dream vision you had, just to touch on it, there was a deal where maybe they weren't around anymore. So we'll get into that maybe Friday. But it's kind of interesting that Harris means destruction. And I wonder what this all means in relationship to what's going on. It says, here's a headline, Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, make some of the latest calls to world leaders. White House readouts reveal. what do you think that's? Is she actually probably taken over now? We've heard rumors to that effect. But now,
yeah,
why would she be making calls that Biden himself should be making as president of the United States?
My suggestion is, without a teleprompter or somebody plugged into his ear, he can't even talk to anybody, probably. And he's certainly not going to talk to world leaders about the condition of the world, because he's probably beyond that capability. But there was some leaked information that I read that seemed to indicate that Barack Obama's running this from behind the scenes, and that Susan Rice is the handler, and they're using Kamala Harris, that Biden was never to be in that office running that for very long anyway. He was really the instrument to get him into the office, and then he'll become less and less and less, or maybe gone. But that's so interesting that I was thinking about that, because we're seeing Harris, and her name from the Hebrew means destruction, which means destruction, according to the Hebrew, is her nature.
Well, she's bad news. There's no question about that. And deep state communist, basically. I don't know. It just seems kind of odd, all this stuff that's going on. And why do they need to have constant troops there? Now they're claiming they're going to have them there all the way through fall. Is this because they know that this is a communist takeover and they're afraid of the American people? Or exactly what is going on? And why aren't the state governors calling these troops home?
Well,
what do we need to have
a
fortified Washington for? Let's put it that way.
I'm trying to think of the words to describe, I don't know, no balls. I mean, I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm in Oklahoma, so we talk different. But seriously, the certain governors, though, the Texas governor, the Oklahoma governor, South Dakota governor, you know, there's a number of them have now stood up and absolutely have basically almost gone to war. with Washington, D.C. They're not going to take what's coming down the pike, and we're seeing that happen now. We're seeing, matter of fact, some of those states are really being hammered right now by with destruction, but I suppose we'll all live through it. But it's very interesting. From some of the details that I've been hearing is the fact that they really are there. The military is there basically for show and to be used to in areas of Virginia and Maryland up in that direction, possibly to begin confiscations, you know, or searches. And that's the plan. This is a detailed communist coup plan takeover. I mean, I don't know how to put it more clear than that.
Yeah, when I was going back through Cliff High and his bots, I found an interesting one. I just want to read a little bit of it because it's funny. And this was years ago now that he issued this, about political chaos of the globalists in retreat being a fighting retreat that is forecast to be strangely violent around vaccines, yet polite around getting the American Medical Association and his buddy, the American Psychiatric Association. These two organizations are forecast as hitting political support walls as they come under counterattack from conservatives, as well as find their politicians supporting base gone at the state and local levels. These sets have the body fight with the pharmaceutical companies, drawing in the American Medical Association, AMA. Isn't that kind of interesting? And it talks about a hidden agenda that all of a sudden goes public and the people find out about it. So there you go, Cliff High, again, with its bots, probably way off on the timing that he thought it would come, but here it is. And I thought that was kind of interesting. What do you think?
Well, I think the bots and even the Torah codes are very unusual at showing up at a certain time in history and proving all along there was some truth to them. So, I think you're exactly right, and I think Cliff probably was a little early on it, and because it was language speak, computer speak, it was hard to understand the timing. Same way with the Torah codes, the timing is very difficult to discern, and maybe that's on purpose.
Yeah, the Lord, I think, likes to keep people guessing, keep them in the Bible, keep them in the Word. You know, what is it? It's the honor of a king to hide? No, the honor of the Lord to hide something, but the honor of kings to find it out, search it out. Anyway, Russia promotes alternative to U.S. dictatorship as Biden lunacy shocks the world. This is from Search of Hall. And she's talking basically about this town hall thing that Biden did and kind of went off the rails. I doubt if he'll ever do another one. And do you think Pelosi and the rest of them will come up with this article, what is it, 25 or whatever, to get rid of him because he's mentally incompetent? Or do you think they'll just try and keep it hidden?
That, what do you call, the 25th Amendment?
Yes, 25th
I don't
Amendment.
Know. I think he's going to find it more difficult to get out of the basement. That's my opinion.
I don't know. There's something really going wrong here in America, and it's displaying itself openly to the people. And yet I don't see much activity going on as far as, resistance. There's some resistance, but not a lot. And I guess that's how America goes down, isn't it? Here's another headline. Biden hints at killing the Second Amendment. And this is from Israel 365 News or whatever they call it. What Harman wanted to do on Purim. And they're liking it to the Book of Esther, where Biden is really coming out into the open and saying, I'm going to get the guns. I don't think that's going to work very well either.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Stuart, is, remember, don't never forget what Trump told America. He said, they're not after me, they're after you. He said, I just happen to be in the way at the moment. That was the most truthful statement that ever went to the airwaves around this nation. But really, I don't think anybody ever took him serious on it. However, I'll have to say, and remember, on Augusto's mailbag show is that complete dream, two-set dream that I had explained in very vivid detail if people want to go to his show and listen to the whole thing. But we'll do it Friday night. But the interesting way that I wanted to mention, Stuart, you said that you didn't know how we were going to stop this. When I had these dreams, the first dream, some type of event had occurred, something apparently catastrophic, and Washington, D.C. wasn't even mentioned. It wasn't even part of the talk. It wasn't part of the process. Neither was the Biden and Harris administration or any of those people. I never even heard anything about the communists anymore. So something happened. I don't know what it was, but I'm just telling people, even though this plays out maybe longer than you expect, and I'll reveal a timeline Friday night that I feel possibly may be in it, but people, keep hope. Keep hope. Don't give up yet. We may go through a lot of really sad stuff. This nation may suffer, but don't give up all hope.
Yeah. It's interesting how all this is going to take place and how the Lord can – it all depends on the timeline of the Lord. And I want to get into some wording here. This is from Fossey, and it's about CV-19. By the time we get to April, that will be what I would call, for better wording, open season. Namely, virtually everybody and anybody in any category could start to get the vaccination, he said on NBC's Today Show. The remarks echoed his sentiment from days earlier. Now, open season is a hunting term. Folks, it's a hunting term used for hunting. It's open season, meaning you can hunt down and kill the target animals that are now open season. You might remember that Clyburn, his cutting out of the cancer of the right, of the conservatives. Bill Gates also used the word final solution to his vaccines. These people want to kill off as many of the population as they can. And this goes along with the gun control thing that Biden's now beginning to float. First of all, register the guns, then you confiscate the guns or you kill the people that own them, probably more to the point. And then you can kill all the disarmed people because they can't fight back. It's standard routine. This is what they do. Here's another one, Larry, before we close. Italian aircraft carrier moves to protect Biden as green energy delusion cripples America. We have an Italian aircraft carrier evidently in our waters. What's going on?
Well, you got to remember the globalists, who Biden is owned by, basically. They were, you know, Biden's owned by China, but China runs pretty much the globalists. Like China's the darling of the globalists. So
yes.
I expect Biden, until whatever this happens, and that's in my dreams. Until that event happens, we're going to see a lot of strange stuff, and we're going to see a lot of allies we didn't know we had sucking up to Biden and taking care of him.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true. And it depends on the timeline, folks. It depends on where we are. I want to get into that a little bit on Friday, so we'll probably have a little longer show than normal. But there's an awful lot going on that is really, really pointing to 4/11 and 4/4 this year. In 2021, big changes might be coming. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see you all Friday night, the Lord willing. Take care. Good night.